Cashback saves you money on all your online shopping. Woolworths Online, Amazon, Maya, sorted. Visit shopback.com.au.
There's going to be a competition held in Box Hill Central, Evie. It's for dumpling lovers. They're all invited to compete. It's a dumpling eating competition. I love dumplings too. What's your go-to?
Let's go. Cheese and chives. Pork and chives.
I'm a ginger prawn dumpling man, and yum. I could devour, I should say, a lot of them. So this guy is called the Hulk, and he's on his Instagram profile. He declares himself as the number one Australian pro competitive eater. He's ranked 10th in the all-world pro eating competition, won 405 competitions across 17 countries. Last year, he devoured 7.2 kilos of food in 45 minutes.
That's a lot of food.
He reckons it'll take him just 2 to 3 minutes to eat 50 dumplings.
How many? Are they the soup dumplings?
And he,
what if they burn his mouth?
Mate, this guy, the picture of him, he wouldn't get wet in the shower. He is as skinny as anything.
Is he? That's tiny. Always the way.
I don't think I could do 50 in. I'll have a crack one day.
It's like teenage boys. Thin teenage boys can eat and eat and eat. Is he a teenage boy?
He looks early 20s, maybe mid-20s. We should put a picture up of him. He's Cal Hulk Stubbs. Maybe we should put him up on our Insta story so people can get around him. 50 dumplings in how many minutes?
2 to 3 minutes, he can do that. It's his full-time job. He's done it for more than 4 years.
It's his full-time job.
So he's going to go to this. So this is what he wins. So if he goes and wins, he's set to win. $500 voucher.
At the dumpling place?
At a Kitchen Republic.
I don't think it's his full-time.
He gets more dumplings.
No, that's his full-time job.
Well, he's not being paid well.
That's a weird job.
He previously smashed a cheesecake eating record by downing 5.3 kilos of dessert in 30 minutes.
Okay.
That's unbelievable.
He's obviously a pro, guys, but, you know, I reckon any number of people on this show will have done this because it's quite – maybe in radio stations you do stunts, you do speed eating. I mean, Fev, have you been involved? Oh, the infamous one with you.
Yes, I have. So, anyway, 131060, have you been tell us some of your challenges, your experiences in an eating contest, if you've done one. Because I've done one, Evie. I did one back in the early 2000s. And I've got a beef with this guy. It was a rice eating competition. It was a Chinese New Year, and we're down at Parliament House. We're all out the front, a couple of footy players. And Mike Larkin, who does the weather down in Melbourne, he's a best weatherman.
He's a lovely man.
Yeah, he's a lovely man. He's got great pillows at Byron, stole one of mine. He makes these pillows.
He imports pillows from Bali on the side. Not the point.
And he cheated. He started eating the rice, and I'm really competitive. I don't know if you know that yet, but I'm really competitive.
Sportsman.
And I was nearly to the end of my bowl, and I looked over, and he had a heap left. And then all of a sudden he tipped it out and said, I'm finished. And he won.
That's cheating.
Yes, I've had beef with him ever since.
Yeah, but you need to move on. It happened in the 90s.
So therefore we got him in and we
In
did.
The 90s. I think that you should challenge him to a dumpling eating competition.
I got him in and we did another rice eating competition and I smashed him.
Good. Yay. You're the winner.
All right, 131060, eating challenges, experiences, please.
Yeah, all right. So let's see how we go. Evie, have you done one of these at all?
The only eating challenge I've ever done was in the jungle. I ate spiders, a goat's brain, a pig's snout, all that. Yeah, you would have done that, Fev. Did you do the eating challenge?
Yeah, I did. I won the show.
Okay.
There we go. It doesn't take him long to brag about that.
I did a lot of them. I actually drank a drink that, because the celebrity get me out of here has been around for about 17 years and it's been all over Europe because it's big in Europe.
Yeah, and they use the same set.
They use the same set, yeah. And there's a drink there that no one had ever drunk in 17 years, and I had to drink it. It was towards the end of the show where we got condiments. But if I spewed up the drink, we didn't win. Yeah. And I was the first person ever to drink it. It had every single thing that was ever put in an eating challenge all in a big drink.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and I drank the whole...
And you did it.
Yeah, but I didn't do it sitting down because they showed previous people doing it and the spew before I did it on a TV.
Oh.
So it sort of put me off. So I thought if I stand up and drink it, then the spew won't come up straight away. I can swallow it back down. And I did it about 5 times. I spewed and swallowed it, but I drank it. But the camp got condiments.
Oh, yay. Geez.
Do you know how good sauce was on that crap that we were eating?
I'm glad we asked.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
This man is the man of the moment. You covered him off In one of the most important stories of the week, the dumpling eating contest that's coming to Box Hill Central. People are just raving about this. This guy is expected to win. He's one of the great dumpling eaters in Australia.
Mate, he's like the Winx. He's the Winx of eating. Hulk!
Is that, that's a horse, isn't it?
Yes, yes. A very good one. Hulk, hello, welcome.
Hulk. G'day, Mark. How are you guys?
Well, this is Cal the Hulk Stubbs. Look, we're lining up to ask this bloke questions, Evie Jones.
I've got a question for you, Cal.
Yeah.
Can I call you Cal or Hulk Smash Food? Which do you
just
prefer?
Hulk's fine.
Okay, Hulk. Hulk. How's your indigestion?
Yeah, perfect.
Is it?
Yeah,
so you can eat as much as you can and you don't get that awful burning that we all get when we eat too quick?
I've actually never had it throughout my life, so no, I don't really get any of that.
Okay, Hulk, here we go. Now, what's the preparation like, training-wise?
So anything under probably 3 kilos of food, I really don't train for anymore. We'll just, we can sort of turn up on the day and do it.
But
once you get into sort of the world stage of like 6, 7, 8 kilos of food a day, then you're looking at water. We train by water stretching and water loading pre-competition.
What? Oh my goodness.
Wow. So you stretch your stomach.
Yeah,
we'll stretch our stomachs out with water. You'll start small and then build it up over maybe 3, 4 days out from a competition.
Oh.
Obviously, super dangerous, so don't recommend anyone try it.
No. But, that doesn't sound good at all. That's what Byron does. He bulletproofs. He doesn't even eat.
Well, yeah, that's the other. I'm the complete opposite.
You do it without the food. Now, Hulk,
yeah, right.
So just say you're going into the $500 voucher competition down at Box Hill Central.
Yep.
Do you eat beforehand, or what do you...
I'll have something small for breakfast, but we'll
just always... 8 kilos of dumplings instead of 15. Or...
Yeah, we'll normally do stuff that's just high in water though. So if we've got a comp on the day and we're hungry, because the worst thing you want to do is not eat. A lot of people think, oh, don't eat at all, you know, and then I'll be hungry. But if you don't eat at all, your stomach will stretch, shrink back to its smallest size, and it's harder
Hulk,
to stretch.
You're a pretty thin guy, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm 71 kilos.
How?
20,
so you stretch your stomach out. How have you not become fat?
Well, the water passes through your system, and any foods we eat on days off are high water based. So we'll do watermelon, grapes, stuff like that that's really high water content. So we're not doing the comps every day, obviously. It's only
but
have one a week or one a fortnight.
So, Hulk, if I put myself on a drip overnight, I could smash as much food as I want during the day and I won't get fat?
I wouldn't try that.
Well, I don't know. I think that'd go straight into your system rather than into your stomach.
Yeah, you haven't thought that through.
No, I didn't think that through at all.
You need to stretch your stomach out.
I'm just trying to figure out how I can eat as much as possible without getting as fat as a house.
Yeah,
Stretch your stomach a little bit. Start with maybe a litre of water.
It's stretched, mate. It's already stretched. Hey, good luck, mate.
Yeah, it's amazing. He is Australia's number one pro competitive eater and currently rank 10 in the world.
Unbelievable.
You should be
proud
of yourself.
Following this. We should follow this.
Competition's this Saturday. So
this
good
Saturday.
Luck.
Let us know how you go.
Yeah, could you call us back on Monday and with a bit of a report, please?
Well, obviously he's not going to train for this one, are you? You're just going to rock up and win.
Yeah, I'll just rock up and hopefully go all right. This is more a speed one. The ones we train for more are the capacity ones, so the massive amounts of food. The speed one, you sort of have to have a predisposition
to it. The 7.2 kilo sort of style, 45-minute one.
I tell you one, someone who's absolutely appalled listening in on this is George Colombaris.
He just told me that was disgusting.
This goes against everything he stands for. He savours every mouthful. Apparently, he frowns upon the speed eaters. But he is joining us after the 7:30 news.
He loves the speed eaters at his restaurant, though. Get in and out so more people come in.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Oh, my God. One of my good friends, one of the great chefs in Australia, currently on MasterChef, which is about the 10th, 11th season, is it?
11th.
11th season. Episode 38 tonight. It's a sweet tasting. Is it sweets tonight?
It's an interesting one tonight because they have to cook.
Well, George Colombaris.
Good morning. Yay! Good morning, guys. Great to be here.
He's got his Aussie scarf on.
I've got the Aussie scarf on. What a win this morning.
World Cup.
Sammy Kerr.
On you, girls.
Well done, girls. Go get them.
I love your soccer.
Fabulous. We've got to support those girls all the way. But, moving on. They cook basically not blindfolded, but they can't see what each other's cooking.
All that communication.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Exactly.
So they're in groups of...
They're in pairs.
In pairs.
They're
so the
pairs.
Top two go through to the top 10.
That's
and
right.
The three bottom go into tomorrow's elimination.
Thank God you know all this stuff.
Yeah, I do. Because I watch. It makes me bloody hungry.
Sheebus,
yeah, I've got a bone to pick with you. Because the thing is, I love Hellenic Republic. I love Jimmy Grant's. I love the Souvlaki.
Press Club.
I have dinner, right?
Yeah.
I have dinner early. I watch MasterChef. Bang. Uber Eats, Deliveroo. Bang. I'm ordering a souvlaki wine. Watching him. I'm making him money while he's on MasterChef.
Hang on a second. You've already eaten.
Yes. But
can
it makes me hungry.
Can you do me a favour? Just ring and we'll just... Because we're around the corner.
I know you are.
That. Why are you getting like a delivery...
Because I don't want to get out of bed.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, Evie we can bring George up to speed. Fev is quite the Uber Eats user, isn't he, Evie?
Yeah, apparently Fev is the biggest Uber Eats user in Australia. Did you know
what?
Yeah, I did. I'm number one.
He's spent more money than anyone else.
We honestly, George, we're not kidding. We accessed the finances. Uber, he had to sign a waiver.
And
we're able to dig into how much money he spent in just over 12 months. $35,000.
Are you kidding me? No, seriously. Brother, I could give you a full-time chef.
Okay.
I could just have someone at your house just cooking for you.
That's what we want.
Okay. Now, George...
most of it's spent at your bloody restaurant.
The restaurant's around the corner. Just wander in there, we'll feed you.
I do go in there.
Yeah, you
I
do. You do. You're a great supporter of Hellenic in Brighton. Cool. And I thank you.
Now, how are you, hang on, how are you boys going with MasterChef? 11 seasons.
11 seasons.
How's your communication going?
What, between the three of us?
Yeah.
We're on a break at the moment.
Good idea. He's grateful to be here without the rest of them. Oh, that Matt Preston, though. Oh, jeez.
He's got beef with that.
Why is that? Because he's a Collingwood supporter?
There's a lot of reasons.
Matt's
great.
Yeah?
Stick around, George, because Fev has raved about these marinated steaks over the years on this show. He constantly hypes them up.
Yeah, I
do. He hypes them up so much, his famous marinated steaks. When we all did this thing where we lived together as a show, earlier this year, the big promise for us was if we're all going to live together as a dare, at least Fev will bring the marinated steaks because he spoke so much about them. Have a listen to Fee's reaction when Fev awkwardly has a real problem with the delivery of the steaks.
Just a little hiccup.
What?
I've done something.
What have you done?
I left the steaks at home.
Are you joking? I really wanted the steaks.
I left them at home. Nah, just joking.
Hey!
As you know, your good friend Fiona is pregnant, so she was craving the steaks. I marinated them for 2 days.
Wow.
2 days. And I left them in the fridge. And we're all the way out at Mandalay, so I couldn't go back and get them.
We're almost at Kilmore, so it was just
You're
too
joking,
far.
She was so flat.
Anyway.
So what did you do?
No, Alex sent me a photo of my wife, and they had them for dinner.
Oh, that's brilliant.
They're just going to cook them now. We've got a little kitchen.
I'm really nervous.
Little kitchen out on the world-famous rooftop. Now, are these steaks as good as Fev says? Because you are the ultimate judge, mate. Will you be honest with Fev?
You know what? If they're that good, I will put them on the menu at Hellenic Republic in Brighton. And call them Fev's Steak. I'm... Let's not get too carried away.
Okay, good.
It's a nice eye fillet.
Because the pressure's on now.
It's a nice eye fillet.
Eye fillet, interesting. Nice. Okay.
All right, the judging is coming up. Okay. Guys, we'll let you get out to the world-famous rooftop. And, of course, MasterChef Australia, 7:30 p.m. tonight on 10. And George's new book, Just George. Maybe you could put Fev's recipe in that book as well, coming out in October.
Yeah.
Byron, I've done a lot of things in my life. Yeah. I've played in front of 100,000. I've been on TV shows. I've never been more bloody nervous. I'm like shaking.
So here we go.
You do look a little nervous.
I'm nervous.
And we did play together in a soccer match.
We did play in front of a massive crowd.
How will we go? The
pressure
is on. Fev cooks for Australia's most famous chef next on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
As we speak, Brendan Favola is cooking his world-famous marinated steaks for MasterChef judge, Australia's most famous chef, George Columbaris. We're going live there now, Evie. If you've got any questions for the guys, they're on the world-famous rooftop.
Just quickly, guys, I think it's Channel 7 or Channel 9, helicopters flying over. They obviously know what we're doing. It's going to be on the news. Hey, guys.
Okay, Evie's got a question.
We're in the studio, but George, how is Fev's technique?
Can I tell you, he's applied the Hessen-Blumenthal technique where you flip the steak every 10 seconds.
Oh.
It's really hot. No, the barbecue's really hot.
But that's a no-no, isn't it?
I have to admit, I'm loving the caramelization, what we call it's the Maillard reaction. It's the reaction of basically the natural sugars inside the meat to start caramelizing. The bits that we love, he's doing a great job of that. I'm intrigued by his marinade.
Okay.
What I'm concerned about is what we call the cuisson.
you know, the cooking.
The
I'm very good at the cuisson.
The cooking degree of the steak. You know, I've requested medium, medium rare.
Right.
But
at the
yeah.
moment, I'm seriously concerned.
Okay. What we'll do, we'll play a song.
I haven't had enough time.
Well, Fev, don't panic, Fev. You've still got 2.5
I'm
minutes,
nervous.
Mate.
It's
two hard. And a half minutes to prepare this for George Colombaris. Good luck, Fev. The final verdict after this song. And what have you said, George? If this is a good dish, what are you going to do?
I will put it on. Gee, I can't believe I said this. The menu at Hellenic Republic in Brighton. Only because I know Fev lives around the corner, so he'll just come and eat them himself.
Okay, excellent
but,
stuff.
You know, it's all got to do with the cooking degree. I mean, if he doesn't nail this, honestly, it'll be a disaster and he will be going home.
All right, this is good. We'll send him off his own show.
I'm happy to go home. He's already going home.
That's up next.
The Fire Brigade's here too.
The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Now. If you've just joined us, you've caught us at a very, very important time because George Colombaris is in the studio from MasterChef. Obviously, it is back tonight, 7:30 on 10. Fev is out on the world-famous rooftop about to present his world-famous marinated steaks. Now, he's raved about this dish, but no one's ever tasted it on our team. He just raves and flexes about this thing. Now, George, time's running out.
10 seconds to go! 9, 8, 7,
come
6,
on,
5,
I'm here.
4, 3,
oh,
2,
it.
1. That's it.
Oh,
your time's up.
Played it up.
All right, I am. I'm played it up. I'm nervous.
Played
okay.
it up.
All right, they're done. I think they're done.
Look, what I'm before we taste, how much does this mean to you?
A lot. No, I just want you to be honest. That's all you need to be. He's honest.
George is trying to get a bit of an emotional backstory.
I know, I'm just trying to get
everyone knows
going
the backstory. Here we go.
All right.
So he's wandering
now,
over
I,
now.
Why don't feed me? I'm not like
no. Feed him.
Okay, feed me.
Okay, so
feed him like those documentaries.
Now George has taken his first mouthful. Now please, let's give George plenty of space and let's get an honest assessment from one of Australia's most famous chefs, Fev's marinated steaks. Your thoughts?
Marinated steaks. Oh, we can hear it.
Oh, God.
The sound of you eating on air is quite gross.
Like
they don't take that much on MasterChef.
this bit would be edited out. Anyway, chew it, ingest it.
Oh, no, chew it.
Are you all right, mate?
I'm not going to spit it out. Okay. I'm just trying to get some drama going on.
Just swallow it, bro. It's radio. We don't need drama. We've got 2 minutes.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
I love it!
Yay!
I love it! It's delicious. It's got... What are you marinating?
Ah, that's the secret. Can't tell you that.
Well, hang on.
I can't tell you. That's the secret.
Baby, we've thought of something. Do you think that as a chef, and you've just tasted the steak, can you guess what the ingredients are? You must know.
Because he's been very secretive.
There's some sort of Asian sauce going on. I shouldn't say it like that.
Is it a five spice?
You've got, is there soy or you put mirin or,
hey, I can't tell you, bro.
Ketchup manis or.
Well, hang on a minute.
I can't tell you.
Just quickly, and Evie and I were thinking.
It's a secret.
This. Now, when you're out cooking, George agreed that if it was good, he would put it on the menu at Hellenic Republic.
It would be their bestseller.
Well, but the thing is, you would have to give away the recipe
so how's that going to
work? Do you know what that means?
What?
Oh,
mate, the colonel never gave it away, did he?
Anyway. How about we do Contra?
Yeah. Contra!
Yeah, you know, I feed you.
You
know.
Feed me. Oh, God, 35,000 worth?
Bad idea.
You like it. You'd love it.
I love it. Yes, well done.
Gone.
Well done.
Broke. Oh, sorry about that, George. Anyway.
Oh, God, I feel amazing, Evie.
I'm absolutely upset that I'm not eating your steak.
Yeah, well,
it's really delicious.
It's a very small piece.
You've done an amazing job. Well done.
Eating in front of me.
Catch MasterChef Australia. Thanks for being such a good sport. George Colombaris, we'll be watching you tonight, mate. 7:30 p.m. on 10. And his new book, Just George, comes out in October. You can watch all that action on our Instagram, Fifi, Fev, Byron.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Oh, look, boys, listen to this. A social media influencer has admitted that his mother funds his lavish lifestyle. Oh. But wait, there's more. He's now asking his followers to help send him and his girlfriend on an overseas trip. He has launched a GoFundMe campaign to get $16,000 so him and his girlfriend can tandem cycle to Africa. To Africa or in Africa? I don't know which one. But people aren't happy.
It's because they can't get a job.
Right.
They don't want a job. He's actually said some will tell us just to get jobs like everyone else and stop begging. But when you have the impact we do on others' lives, getting a job is not an option.
And it'd be tough for, is it Fredo? What's his name there? He's got Fredo written across his neck to get a
Yeah, his name's Catalan.
Yeah, but he's got some amazing tats all over his body.
They've only got, and to be honest, guys,
40,000 followers.
The parents had been funding them, but they don't have that many followers. Well,
that's
40,
only that's 50 cents, well, about 65 cents from every follower. Right. And
they have actually raised some money so far.
They have not.
They have. Oh, they've raised $442. I think that was mother.
That'll get him the wheel.
The real angle, I think the what got our attention, though, when we all read this story was the fact that initially the parents had been funding the Instagram couple's trips. And parents sometimes do fund things, even, you know, you expect as a child perhaps to be funded, but not necessarily... Yeah.
Oh, I was poor, so I didn't get funded when I was a child. Oh. But geez, I've got some kids that freaking scum off me, I tell you.
Now
I got a 19-year-old that lives at our house still, and her boyfriend.
Matt, shout out.
She'll be living there forever.
No, yeah, I know. And the boyfriend Daniel,
producer Ali. I know her ears pricked when she read this story. You're going to have to be honest with everybody, producer Ali, as to your situation.
My mum gives me $100 a month in my pay, like just on payday extra, so that I can just get my nails done. Get my
that is ridiculous.
Something for myself. Oh, that's
are you
really nice.
Still now?
Yeah, still now.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
What?
I don't see a problem with it.
How
what
bad
do you
is
mean?
Your pay, Ali? Ali, how bad is your pay?
Well, I work here. But yeah.
You do a great job as one of our minions out there. I'm sure we pay you well.
I find that amazing. Did you just call them minions again?
Nothing, I didn't say that.
That's amazing. her mum. It's sweet in a way that her mum cares about her, but Ali should be saying, Mum, keep the 100 for yourself and treat yourself.
Okay. Well,
I'm Ali could take the 100 now and treat her mother every month.
Oh, thank you, Sandra Sally. I just said that.
No, actually, not keep it, but just take a mother out for a pedicure once a month.
The money's for me.
Okay, well, it's a bit selfish.
13, 10, 60,
yeah,
Byron.
Yeah, no, I think we can have some fun with this. If there's anyone out there leeching off their parents, or indeed there's parents that want to obviously dob in the children that continue to leech off them, perhaps Mia Favola will give us a call.
Yeah, she won't call.
13.
Oh, because we pay our phone bill. It's been paid, yeah. That's right.
13, 10, 60 is the number. So we'll come back to your calls if you've got examples of this. It does seem to be a trend. 13, 10, 60.
101.9. The Fox.
We found this story, this Instagram couple who were originally funded by their parents just to travel the world. I mean, that's a good life, Evie, if you can get it, isn't it?
Oh, Mum, I'm poor. Can you give me some money,
you won,
please?
Didn't your parents win Tats Lotto?
My parents, we grew up very poor, but in 1996, we were adults and left home by now. My parents won the lotto.
That's amazing.
They did. Yeah.
We've got more questions about that. We'll come back.
We'll come back to that.
That's 5 minutes.
I was just planting a seed. don't cry, Paul.
Yeah, you're not poor anymore.
Not anymore.
No. We're going to come back to that.
But Jackie. Right now,
people are just sponging off their parents and leeching
I'm
off
sure
their
I
parents.
Could do that. Yeah. Jackie from Croydon. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Are you a sponger?
Oh, yes and no. So I essentially go around to Mum each week for dinner. And so I pick up, you know, $20 worth of fish and chips and go and spend time with my mum. And she'll say thank you and give me $100 for paying for the dinner. So
you're
I essentially get $80 for, yeah, get $80 for going to go and see with Mum.
You have played that well.
Yes.
Hasn't
very
she?
Well.
Hey, Mum, you were free for dinner again this weekend. I'm short of cash.
I mean, you should at least produce a receipt, you know. I mean, it's not costing you. You're profiting. You're putting a margin on it.
Well,
Mum, Jack's mum knows what she's doing.
Okay. Yeah.
She's looking after her daughter.
Fair enough.
She's amazing. Hayley from Reservoir, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Are you a sponger?
I may be a little bit of a sponger.
What do you do?
I'm 36 years old. I've been out of home for a total of 8 months during my life.
What?
So for the scratchy line, a 36-year-old who's only spent 8 months out of home for her entire life at the age of 36.
This will be Mia. And what do you get off your mum?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. My parents give me a car allowance of $100 every week.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Are you out of home now?
I am out of home now, but I'm not paying rent.
My goodness.
Not a minute.
Who's paying rent?
No, I've got a very lucky deal, so I'm not paying rent where I am now.
You got a lucky deal, okay.
Is it through
your parents or through something else?
No, a friend, house sitting.
Oh, yeah, house sitting. Jeez, this is life hacks. You're winning.
Yes.
Well done, Hayley.
Never paid for a thing in a life.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, every Melburnian, Evie, woke up this morning driving to work going, oh, what if Oz Lotto last night didn't go off? So next week, $80 million. I think it was about $72 million. This is the highest jackpot reach in about 7 years. So, you know, when you buy a Tuts Lotto ticket and you think, what am I going to do with it? You spend all the money before you get it. Yes. And then you have to, like, I wouldn't have come to work today. I'd be off somewhere.
Whoa, whoa. That's a good fantasy to have,
it's
too.
It's a great fantasy.
You can keep you awake all night long thinking how you're going to spend that money.
Yeah, 100%. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You go away straight away. You wouldn't go back to work. If you won $72 million, Byron, you wouldn't come
I'd
to work
be here
today.
Because I love this job.
You would have rang me, we would have popped champagne bottles, and we'd probably still be having a party.
That's a fair point. We'd probably do a lockout at the Lame Duck in Fitzroy.
Yeah, we'd be all over it. So next week, Oz Lotto jackpot. So we'll probably all buy a ticket. We'll do probably a syndicate. But you were just saying in the last rave that you guys won Tuts Lotto.
My parents won the Oz Lotto
back
in 1996.
Wow. What would that have been?
It was $1.3
million. Byron's contract.
It was with some friends, so they all had to divvy it up. But it's a lot of money. My brother was about to get married 2 months later, and it went from like, oh, what can we afford for your wedding to what do you want for your wedding?
Oh, my God.
And they bought me a car.
They bought the dog car?
Yeah.
Oh, that's remember on the show yesterday you admitted that you have a car for people and then you have a separate car for dogs?
Yes.
That's how she can afford it.
So how did that change your life? Because you said you were pretty poor growing up, and then all of a sudden you just flush with cash.
Well, we had moved out of home. All the kids had gone.
Did you move but back my par- in straight away?
No, I should have. But my parents got to pay off their mortgage. Oh. They got to, you know, pay for my brother's wedding. They got to buy me a car. It was great. And they were just so happy after that. It changed everything. It wasn't a huge amount of money because they had to divvy it up with friends, but it was enough.
The old Jeez. Divvy up with friends. Some people say money doesn't buy happiness, but did for your parents.
Apparently adjusted for inflation, I like it. Our producers have calculated that it would be $2.3 million now.
Wow.
Now, I don't know how many were in the syndicate, but you split it a couple of ways. It's still...
Yeah, there was like a million people in the syndicate.
Oh, come on.
So it's like $1
each. Yeah, right.
No, but I like it when people that are struggling win Tuts Lotto. When the rich win it,
don't buy a ticket. My cousins have won twice because they're rich. What? Rich people enter the lotto all the time because they can afford to.
Yeah,
so if you actually win the lotto and you're poor, you really are lucky.
Yes.
Because you can hardly ever afford to get in it.
Up you, rich people. 101.9, The Fox. Now, Evie, a big story has come up yesterday in the world of AFL football. It's not about the security guards walking up and down, evicting people out of the ground, which we spoke about the other day.
Good.
It's a gambling saga that has erupted at Collingwood, where a young star, Collingwood star Jaden Stevenson, faces suspension after placing a mystery bet. So therefore, it's against any rules, I suppose, in world sport, where you can't bet on football or soccer if you're involved in the game, or you can't bet on it at all as an AFL player. You can't, and I think it's also officials can't bet on games. If you're an AFL accredited official or you work for the AFL, you can't gamble on AFL football.
So if you're betting on yourself playing a game and you bet that you're going to win that game, that just make you play harder, wouldn't it?
I'd think so.
That's a good point.
Yeah. It'd be like, just say, for my brother used to sometimes bet on me kicking the first goal in a game.
Can he do that?
I think he can. Oh, I think he can. On his account.
You could lose for him.
But
you could
so just... if I kicked the first goal, he'd win. But, geez, I would have been rich if I put it on myself. kicking the first goal because, geez, I did it often. And I was always around the $9, $7. But I loved a punt back in the day, Evie, and it's just stupid. He's bet on a game where he's involved in. If he had his time back again, he probably wouldn't do it. It was only less than a $50 bet placed on his team that played. They won the game by 41 points, but like I never ever bet on footy because you know you can't. So it's just there, and he's going to get a big whack from the AFL. It's pretty much shone upon.
How did they find out?
They've got an integrity unit. I think he came forward so he didn't get caught. I think he's got his brother to put it on, but I think it's through his account. It's just a stupid mistake. It's a massive story. And gambling's a huge, huge problem in the AFL. You talk about all the other issues that the AFL worrying about. They need to clamp down on, because they're a lot of young kids, and I fell victim to it. I got on the punt a lot. I lost a lot of money. I lost my wife for it. I pretty much went bankrupt because I bet way too much, Evie. So it's a huge problem in the AFL. A lot of players punt because they had a lot of spare time throughout the season, so they got a lot of downtime. Right. And these players get paid an awful a lot of money. So they're 18-year-old kids getting, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they're young. So they're going to go out and they're going to bet. I don't think there's enough education in betting, and I think that they're just because they get paid so much, and I fell victim to it. But I've learnt my lesson, which is good. I never get paid anything. It goes all to my wife, so she'll look after the money, so I can never bet. But Alex, I do tell you, I might have put a sneaky 100 on myself winning the celebrity get me out of here at $26. Woo-hoo! Cleaned up.
I mean, hang on a minute. I don't think you can do that.
You can, but it's not sport.
You fixed it. I mean, you were fixed by a celebrity.
No, I didn't fix it. Australia,
you just made you play harder.
Australia voted. Australia voted, and I won.
19 minutes tonight on the Fox.
Never bet on football.
Oh, my God. You'll laugh at this one. My mate, Fev, who likes to have a bet on pretty much anything.
He bets on two ants running up a wall.
He had this bet. It was that series of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. Anyway, he had some word from someone, probably shouldn't have told him, about who the winner was, and he loaded up on about seven different agencies.
Yes.
That was the famous season where he picked nobody.
No one. Honey Badger. Honey Badger.
And that's the problem with if you bet on the Bachelor and you bet on those sorts of Love Island, because it's already been shot.
Yeah.
Therefore people know the outcome. But with our show, obviously it was live, so that you couldn't tell. And Jace also bet on it as well. And after the week one, I went from $26 to $2.50.
You were so popular.
Thank you.
All right. So everyone.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Evie Jones, we really need to get you across a few things. Seeing you're going to be filling in for Fief, she's taking a couple of days now, but then when she's on maternity leave, you're going to be here every day, right? I mean,
yes.
Every day.
Every day. Tell me all about the stuff.
Well, some important stuff. Look, Fev is just, he's so much fun to work with and he's got so many strengths. Just unsure whether name pronunciations are right at the top of your list.
Is that why this rundown sheet's blank, is it?
Even yesterday, I know.
Is this under the bus style?
We were.
He got a name wrong yesterday.
Did I now?
I'll correct you. He actually got two names wrong yesterday.
Oh did he? I only noticed one.
Of course, we love Alan from The Hangover, Zach Galifianakis, and Fev loves him as well, just doesn't quite
know. Does a real Caesar live here?
There we go.
It's Zach Galifianakis. You know,
Galifianakis?
Yeah.
Let's just hear that one more time. What did you call him? Here we go.
It's Zach Galifianakis. You know,
Galifianakis?
Yeah. He's got about 30 letters in his name.
It's a lot, isn't it?
no, that was Liam, I like that better.
Liam Neeson, that's a fairly straightforward name. Did you manage to stuff this one up?
I always see Liam Nielsen. Neeson. The worst thing is I practiced that before I said it, and you both told me it was Nielsen.
We did not, did we?
We tried to help
you. No, I said, Neeson. You both said Neeson, so I said Nielsen again.
We were trying to help you, bro.
Yeah, I know you were. And then I still said Nielsen.
Clearly, Fev, still can't get it right. Clearly, Fev also has some issues.
I'm watching B1 and B2 on
He's
the
not
gardens.
Big in the opera world. He obviously hasn't been to a lot of opera, and he's probably not as familiar with Andrea Bocelli as you would hope.
What's his name? Andre Leoncelli.
Leoncelli.
He plays for Melbourne, so Andrew Leoncelli. That's where I got
cousin.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, well-known cousin who plays for Melbourne. Look, in the political world, I mean, I've got so many more of these. In the political world, there's a lot of, you know, well-known political reporters. Not sure that this is the way you'd say this one's name.
We've got a new Prime Minister. We've had him for nearly 2 weeks. Scott Morrison, ScoMo.
Yes, it has been a couple of weeks.
Mate, I was John Bongiorno the other week.
John Bongiorno.
Is that his name?
Paul Bongiorno.
Paul Bongiorno.
You confused Paul Bongiorno with John Bon Jovi.
That was a good one.
That's a good one.
I mean, that should have been probably the last one, but there's just many more. Harry Potter is not in his hitting zone.
What do they drive around on? Big
They're playing Quidditch.
Sweeps.
Oh, come on. That's
brooms.
A great movie.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Mate, even Daniel Sutcliffe didn't like it.
Is he related to Ken Sutcliffe, the popular...
Isn't there a Sutcliffe actor?
Daniel Radcliffe.
No, Radcliffe. This is great.
I'm on a roll here. Remember that artist...
Look how much you're enjoying this.
So good. Remember the artist Spencer Tunick, who was going to take a photo of everyone naked on the top of the Coles in Paran?
We did it.
Yeah, Spencer... Keep in mind, his name is Spencer Tunic. Fev didn't get anywhere near the first or last name on this one.
Can't wait to see this photo.
Graham Shamick, look out.
Fifi, Fev,
Who's
Byron.
Graham Shamick?
The nude photo.
Spencer Tunic.
Oh, Spencer Tunic.
Graham Shamick. In your face, Graham Shamick. That was too much fun. Sorry, mate.
That's my favourite.
I got about another 20 so more, good. But we better play a song.
Hey, Evie, when you come back on next, we'll play all Byron stuff up. You can stay at home because it'll go the whole show.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
We did gather a list of your stuff ups of names you didn't get right.
Yeah.
And you're not the only person on the show that stuffs up. I get it.
Which was unfortunate. But Evie just alluded us to a great milestone. She just hit 70K on Instagram. Congratulations.
Oh, did you? That's
a
great effort.
Give you a follow. Well, what's your handle?
Oh, it's just Evie_Jones.
Oh, there you go.
YVIE, yeah, by the way.
You might have 75 by the end of this break.
Well, while we're at it, I mean, Byron Cook with an E on the end.
Yeah, we've been saying that all the time. You still can't get past.
How many have you got, Byron?
Not many.
Like 10,000.
Oh, that's great. Well, 25.
Okay. Now, Evie, if Byron wants to take us down a trip down memory lane, I thought, you know, Byron's been around the traps a lot around radio stations, a lot of regionals, and he's just really hit the big time.
A lot of metropolitans as well.
He's just hit the big time. He's on Fox, you know, 101.9 of the Fox. But sometimes, because he's been around to so many regionals, he doesn't quite remember what station he's at.
Okay. Right.
Now, hit the little button over there, Byron, please.
This was unfortunate.
And this is Byron.
Calvin Harris, Sam Smith, Promises, Melbourne's 101.9, the I literally had to dump myself then. I've had to press dump on literally on myself.
Yeah, didn't quite get that right, did he?
You know what it is? The word alpha bucks.
Yeah.
And then fox. And I was looking at my alpha bucks sheet.
Yeah.
And I somehow put an F in front of the bucks.
Yeah. Interesting stuff.
It was really unfortunate.
All of Brendan's name mishaps, and you just trumped it all.
Yeah. Okay.
And he had to dump himself, which is unfortunate.
Dump himself. Mm.
Do I have one more of Fev lying around? Actually, Fev doesn't even know the names of the hosts of other shows. Like, for example, Will Anderson, who is, I reckon, Australia's best-known comedian. I never miss his show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yes.
He's brilliant.
Dave Thornton's
better. This is Fev getting his head around Will Anderson.
Getting booted off a flight. It worked all right for Alex Williamson, the dude downstairs.
His name's Will Anderson.
Oh, yeah, Will Anderson.
I love it. You're just making up names.
That's what you
people.
Do.
Lots happening on the show today, of course. Fief should be back on deck tomorrow. We love when Evie joins us. I'm sorry you had to witness Leon Shergren, our producer, assaulting Brendan Favola.
That's fine.
I have to take that up with HR.
Really an unfortunate incident, which you can see on our Instagram. He belts Brendan.
He does.
No, it's not a big slap. Little slap.
Evie, I played footy for 13 years, played over 200 games, and I never got hit like that.
You never cried like that either.
Fief, Fev, Byron on Instagram. Judge for yourself. We felt it was, well, Fev is talking to legal people. Fifi, Fev, Byron, have a good look at that.
Shopback saves you money on all your online shopping. Woolworths Online, Amazon, Maya, sorted. Visit shopback.com.au.